Is it fair to say that two words that always get a football fan's attention somewhere between August and the Super Bowl, quarterback and injury? We're going to talk about those two things today. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is season 9. This is episode 6. I am Todd Wright. Hooters is our presenting sponsor. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, originalhooters.com will help you find the location of their 11 in the greater Tampa Bay area most convenient for you. All the hours are there. Easy online ordering. I plan to visit the John's Pass location again very soon since Tony Metzler is the store manager there. And it's a wonderful view over the water and out towards the Gulf of Mexico. Tony will be playing in one of my leagues this year. We've talked a lot of fantasy football in the past, but he's never actually played in one of my personal leagues this year. He is doing that. Hooters, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com. I'm trying to talk today. I've got a lot going on off the storm as we record this around lunchtime on Monday, August the 5th. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I also want to thank Brandon Legal Group, Pin Chasers, and of course, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford for their support. Sean Sullivan is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, has played in my podcast leagues when they existed and will be playing in one of my personal leagues this year. Sean is a defending champion as we look ahead to play in 2024. Justin Herbert has always been an interesting topic for me as it relates to both football and fantasy football. There are people who have come to the conclusion that Herbert isn't a franchise quarterback with the Chargers, that he's not someone who can get a team to the Super Bowl. He's been in the league 4 years, number one pick out of Oregon after playing 4 years there. So we have a large body of work here to look at with Herbert. I think most of those people are frustrated Chargers fans who took as much out on him as they did on their former head coach. And they probably hope to be proven wrong now that Jim Harbaugh is in charge of the Chargers and can bring some things out in Herbert that those fans haven't seen and that haven't translated to enough victories. I believe in Justin Herbert as a franchise quarterback. I did when he was drafted, and I do now. And I think he is in much better hands with Jim Harbaugh than he was with the stooge that was the defensive guy who, as far as I know, offered nothing to the growth of Justin Herbert in the previous few years. So I like the combination of Harbaugh and Herbert. This should have happened a long time ago, and I hope it means good things for Justin Herbert. I think the NFL will be more fun for Jim Harbaugh being back in the NFL. College football won't be as fun without Jim Harbaugh. College football won't be as fun without Nick Saban. There aren't a lot of active college football coaches who have won national championships all of a sudden. You take out the defending national champion and you remove Nick Saban and even the Ed Orgeron title from 2019. That's been gone, 2 years now? There aren't a lot. I mean, and you even got to remind yourself, Mack Brown's still coaching in North Carolina. Not that he's going to win one there, but he won one with Texas in what many consider the best college football game played in the 21st century, the Texas-USC Rose Bowl game that I was privileged to be at going back to, 2005. So bringing it back to Justin Herbert, he's dealing with an injury. So we talk about the reality of Justin Herbert, how there's this faction of people who have watched him and said, yeah, he can't get it done with the Chargers. And then you have the fantasy football players. Some have invested in Justin Herbert, and some have won with Justin Herbert. And then I'm actually on the other side of it. I have never drafted, traded for, claimed on waivers, plugged and played, or even rostered Justin Herbert in any of my fantasy leagues. Now, I will acknowledge, I know a player in the past when we did podcast leagues like Justin Herbert, and that player did well from a team standpoint with Herbert. There were also times where you'd look at the results of a particular week and Herbert's numbers were among the best of quarterbacks for that particular week, or at a time in the season, he was actually around a top five fantasy quarterback at a point in the season beyond just individual weeks. Looking at data from the 48 hours leading up to this broadcast on Monday, August 5th via fantasyfootballcalculator.com. And I had to scroll all the way down to 12 to get to Justin Herbert's name in terms of ADP specifically for quarterbacks. Now, I discovered some other flaws in that data that I'll talk about in an upcoming podcast, because we're not to our drafts yet. But this data is from hundreds of mock drafts that don't have regional bias and give us an idea of what's going on out there. So it says, and I can agree based on what we've seen in the past, Justin Herbert is a fringe QB1. And all it takes is one person in any fantasy league to draft Herbert as their QB1, and then he is a QB1. That's all it takes. So the fact that he's fringe QB1 based on current data makes some sense. That data does also take into account the recent report that Herbert has an issue with plantar fascia. I apologize if I don't pronounce that properly. It's not an easy name to say. But it's not something you want. First of all, it's not something you personally want to deal with a foot or your feet. It's not something you want to hear associated with an athlete that you care about on a team and or on a team that you care about. So we hear about he's going to have his foot in a boot and limit his activity for a couple of weeks. And we're not sure what this all means for when he'll be ready to go, how this impacts time lost with the new offense. Look, he's a smart guy. He picks up offensive systems quickly. But he does lose time working with the guys he's going to be throwing to leading up to the start of the season. But we have legitimate questions now about this injury. Is this something I think we worry less about the time lost in camp, actively working with and throwing to the guys that are going to be on the receiving end of his balls in the regular season. And our question is, is this something that's going to cause him problems in performance in regular season games and or keep him out of regular season games. Because, you know, Herbert in recent years has dealt with some injuries, namely last year, that limited him to 13 starts. He hadn't missed a start in his first three seasons, despite dealing with some injuries. And then last year, due to multiple injuries, was limited to 13 games played. The numbers on Herbert, the best season was year two, 5,000 yards passing, 38 touchdowns, and he had 302 yards rushing with three rushing touchdowns that year. His best year with rushing was year one, where he had five TDs rushing, but Herbert is more of a guy that's going to do it throwing. No one is comparing Herbert to Hurts or Josh Allen when it comes to what he gives you with his legs. Last year, Herbert, 228 yards rushing, three rushing touchdowns. Threw for 20, which was slightly down from the 25, which was the disappointing number the year before, with four less games. So those are the numbers. And then you factor in Harbaugh seems to be a guy whose coaching philosophy is to run the ball more than other coaches. The Chargers have brought in two former Ravens running backs that seemingly will be the two guys, or there will be one of these two guys who's expected to carry the load. I would imagine it will be both of them at some point, or until one gets injured or they both get injured. It's Edwards and it's Dobbins. So can Harbaugh lean on those two guys and others that he has, other younger players that they have, rather than just letting Herbert throw it? And some of the game flow is going to ultimately affect this as well. But there's enough here to me when you look at Herbert not flying off the page as a clear fantasy QB1 for the majority of the first 4 years of his NFL career. Yes, he and his team should be better for having Jim Harbaugh as the head coach. However, we can't assume that Herbert's fantasy numbers spike or significantly increase because Harbaugh is a head coach that values a power running game. Then you factor in this injury. Then you just look around and you see all the other options you have out there. And it's not just options like Hurts and Allen, and to a lesser extent, Lamar Jackson, a Kyler Murray, and potentially, if healthy enough, an Anthony Richardson, who are going to supplement your point production with what they do on the ground. You know, last year in the foundation, I won a fantasy championship because I had Matt Stafford. And Stafford's not using his legs, but he was just throwing it. And he was throwing it effectively and putting up enough fantasy points in a McVay offense. And this is even with a Kyren Williams who was cranking out yardage for me on the ground. So Jared Goff was another guy that if you owned Jared Goff last year, you were pretty happy with the results, even though you knew, you know, if it's first and goal on the one, there's no tush push there. There's probably not a quarterback sneak there. Or if Jared Goff dropped back to throw on, I don't know, a third and goal from the four, and Goff was standing back there and you're thinking maybe he'll run it. No, chances are he's not, because that's not what Jared Goff does. In the end, he's going to probably throw that ball to Sam Laporta, unless he gets a late drag across the back of the end zone from an Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? So, but I'd rather have Goff or Stafford in that situation, even though Herbert's probably going to give me more of a threat on the ground, but Goff and Stafford are more gunslingers. Herbert's over 5,000 yards in year two, but at this point, we don't look at Herbert as a gunslinger. So we have, I talk about reduce the question marks on your starters, and none of you are drafting Herbert early. But if you're one of those that is willing to wait to get your quarterback later on, and you're not going to make a high draft pick investment in one of the obvious top three or four guys, is Herbert going to give you enough at the quarterback position to validate you making him your opening day fantasy starter? And are you convinced that this foot injury is not going to make you play somebody else at that position? Because much like a head coach of a football team, you want to be able to draft a fantasy quarterback that you never have to take down unless it's his bye week. That's your goal. That's what Josh Allen owners do. That's what Jalen Hurts owners do. That's what Patrick Mahomes owners do. I didn't get to do that last year. I drafted Joe Burrow, and Burrow had something he was dealing with, and I went with it anyway. And then he had another issue a little later in the season, and I was very fortunate that in my playoff push and for the playoffs, there were two quarterbacks on waivers that I thought, okay, between these two, one of them might be able to help me win a title. And I claimed Jordan Love on waivers and Matthew Stafford on waivers, and both were great. Couldn't play them both, but I had both of them for the push. Sometimes you can find a quarterback on waivers, but even though I won a fantasy championship by doing that, I would have much rather Joe Burrow just started every game for me. No injuries for Joe. I believe in Joe Burrow's talents. He has gotten the Bengals to a Super Bowl, which isn't a sentence often said. And I think he's a productive fantasy quarterback. Kind of in the vein of a step below the top few guys. So we stop there as it relates to Justin Herbert. I think he's just a very polarizing quarterback name, and it's even more interesting now, unfortunately, because of the injury, but also fortunately because of the presence of head coach Jim Harbaugh, who I think makes him a better football player, makes him more likely to win, might not necessarily make him a better fantasy quarterback. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Email write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.